Glory to Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you one experience of my friend, priest, pastor. He told me that one day a young man, a student of university, came over to the rectory. And he came with this request that he's searching help. Help which would cause some kind of spiritual growth in his life. Then the young man, he felt that he needs something to do in his life to go from some kind of shallow faith to deeper faith. And the priest was very pleased because it is not very common and not usual. And he said, well, with pleasure. He said, well, I don't want to be your spiritual director, but I can help you. I can show you the way. So they talked. They talked about his life, how his spiritual life looks like. The priest wanted to know him. And he said, well, okay, let's start. And he said, if you really want to have deep spiritual life, you have to put some kind of order to your life. And he offered him a simple rule for life. I recall this story because we have this rule for life in our bulletin, and it is our program for our parish. But he gave something similar to him based on what he heard, what came like clear areas which needs improvement. And when they went through this rule of life, which was very simple, nothing difficult, this young man, he said, it's too difficult. I am not sure if I am able to do this. And then priest told him, so then I'm sorry. I cannot help you. I cannot help you. Come back when you are ready. Because you have some kind of fantasy, some kind of illusion of some kind, but you really don't want to be a real Christian. And the young man, he left. Well, the priest, he couldn't tell details because there were always this discussion, some kind of concrete details are always covered by discretion, that we are not talking about that. But the priest, he told me that, well, look, this is the product of this time. That there are so many false preachers, false teaching, not good books, which bring this illusion that Christian life is some kind of easygoing life, where we probably don't need to do anything but to have like full of joy and happiness and everything goes well. And he said, this fairy tale, you can sell it well, but it doesn't work. And probably it is even our experience that we heard so many this suggestion or this suggestion how spiritual life should look like. And he said, this is not my experience. I don't have this joy from faith. I don't have this help from above. I don't feel this God's presence as it is described in that book or in some kind of false preaching I am listening. It doesn't work this way. But we can, if we look to a real spiritual tradition of the church, we find the saints saw spiritual life in totally different way than we are hearing from the world. This young man, he wanted some kind of fruit of this deep relationship from God, with God, but he didn't want to walk on the path which leads to this deep relationship. We want to make jump and to skip all these efforts. We have to do on our part and to take fruit which comes in the end of our spiritual efforts and labors. We want to taste virtues and this beautiful fruit of relationship with God without any change in our life. And it doesn't work this way. Saint Theophan the Recluse, when he teaches about raising of children, and when he comes to the age when children start to make like own decisions, he says to parents that be aware, grace of baptism was active in child or children when they didn't use their mind, when they were not making their own decision, but once they started to make their own decision, this grace is not active until they don't want this grace to be active. The God's grace given through baptism is there, but it's in some kind of inactive form, waiting for our command to start to work in us. And this is something very important for us to know. Yes, God gives us His grace. He gives us His help for us to grow and to come to unity with Him. But He doesn't force. He doesn't force us do this or that. He says, "This is my help. If you wish, you can use it. If you wish, this grace in you can become active and can transform your heart, your mind, whole your being. If you wish." And our way how we live causes that this grace is active in our life, or we are losing this grace. And this is why teachers of spiritual life, they found out very quickly that if we want to keep this grace active, we have to have some kind of structure in our life, in every day. Structure which helps us to live God-pleasing life, helps us to remind us God's will all time. And they say, well, you need this structure. And you need then to do violence to yourself because you need to conquer this fallen nature in you which leads you and tries to take you away from God. You have to stand firm and some kind of this violence force your will to follow God's commandments. And they started to call this structure rule of life. There are a lot of details about that. But we chose some kind of simple structure as a basic thing for our parish. It is something like starting point. You know, that when we keep these rules which are in our bulletin, we have to realize that this is just the beginning. This is what we should start to keep in the beginning of our spiritual life. And then through this, we can activate God's grace, which will help us to make step after step towards salvation. When we do this, we create this environment in our soul, in our heart, which is open for God. We start to see a little bit clearer what does it mean to live with life with God. And with each step of progress, God reveals something more for us to lead us closer to Him. He leads us with gentleness, with care, but still, even these gentle steps requires our effort. Holy Father, as they say, about this spiritual life, this, give blood and receive spirit. In this saying, they say, well, you don't acquire anything without your effort, which is bloody, difficult. To give some kind of example, I will just use one of these rules which we have for growing. And this is a spiritual reading. This is something what must be in our life every day. Not saying I. This is advice from all these saints who were experts in spiritual life. They say, without that, you cannot grow. To understand that, I would offer you another experience of my friend who said that he chose one book, one saint, who is talking about spiritual life, and he said, I chose this book and him as my spiritual father, and I decided to be obedient to him. And he said, he spent on the second page, or maybe it was what, in the beginning, the second page, probably it was like 2 weeks. He stumbled over one advice he found there. Everything inside of him was resisting that, well, I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. It's too tough. And then he asked himself after 2 weeks that, well, you promised yourself that you will be obedient to this saint, and you ask him to lead you to heaven, to holiness. So why are you resisting? So immediately after that, he started this practice that the saint was offering, and he said, huge joy came to his soul. He went through one chapter, like during 3 months. And he said, only this one chapter caused a lot of changes in his life. Can you see how just one rule can help us to grow. If we keep just this one rule, how good environment we create, the spiritual environment in our soul, which is able to receive God's grace for growth. And if we all these rules, simple rules, how much God's grace can work in us and transform us. But it depends on one important thing. If we want that or not. Maybe we are now, we are in reading that rule for of life. We are in this position of that young man I was mentioning that before. In the beginning, who came to priest and he wanted. He said, I want salvation, I want to grow, I want to have a real relationship with Christ. And when priest told him, well, those are first simple steps you need to do, it was too much for him and he gave up and he left. It's up to us what we want. If we want, there is a help. If we want, there is a help in form of God's grace which will become active in our life through this decision. If we want, we find a lot of help from saints, from the church. If we want, we find and God will send us people who will support us in this our way. If we want. And I think that is the most important question we should answer in this time of preparation for Christmas. Let's try to think about that. And let's try to make good decision. Amen.